back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my special guest, Larry Nichols. And before I get back to my guest, real quick, I want to remind everybody, don't forget to call Don Wiskin at Cardivite, 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. Cardivite works. I take it every day, folks, and I believe in it, and I think you should, too. Now, Larry, I'm going to read a quick email to you here that I got from one of my listeners last night. It says, "Hello, Michael. My wife, Amy, and I know Larry Nichols personally. Back in October of 2001, we were in a bad car accident. Both of my hips and my pelvis were shattered. Amy hurt her back, and she cracked a disc. Amy pulled me 50 yards from the car just before it burst into flames, and the accident was not our fault. Prior to the accident, we had spoken to Larry on and off for about a year. We met him through a radio show he did on shortwave. He never called it a radio show. He called it a meeting. In 1999, he had a small listening audience, and we, the listeners, donated enough to put full-page ad on the last page of the Washington Times, warning of Bill Clinton potentially stealing the now Bush presidency. Amy and I purchased a Washington Times paper, and yes, the ad was for real. I wish we still had it so we could show it to you. That ad, I believe, cost approximately $100,000 at the time. One of Larry's famous sayings was, 'When the toilet paper is in the trees, look down. Ask him about that.' Larry was our personal savior in many ways, just to name a few. He sent us money to pay our bills so we wouldn't lose our home. He sent his lawyer friend from Chicago to meet us at the hospital in Neenah, Wisconsin, which is about 300 miles away. I don't want to say much. I'm just letting you know that Larry is for real. He has major big connections. We were treated like royalty, and he's a very impressive man." Quite a commendation. Larry, do you remember Amy and Bill now? Larry, you still with me? Did we lose Larry?
Hello. Now I'm back.
Oh, okay. Did you hear what I just read?
Yes. Yes. Do you remember? Now I know Amy and Bill. Now I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
And
go ahead.
They're dear friends.
Okay.
Look, Michael, we need to be honest with your audience, all right?
Go ahead.
Folks, now, you might as well get it from me. I'm not a good guy. There's nothing I hadn't done. I mean, ain't a commitment, I ain't broke a lot. So I don't come here to you to be some great person, some great individual. I had to make a decision in 89, and I made it. I have to live it. I have to walk the walk. You know, I live at 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas. 72034. Everybody in the country knows where I live. I don't run.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Larry. I want to ask you one other thing here. We have to take a break, and then the phone lines are loaded. I got Richard, George, Melissa, Todd, Omar. Phone lines are loaded up. I'm going to get to all your calls. I'm going to go to a break in a minute, but I want to ask you one thing that I was asked to ask you, Larry, and that's about the Comandante letter.
When I was in Nicaragua, me and an old boy ran into each other in the woods. Of course, I was working under the Bolin Amendment, which meant I could not carry an arm, but I still killed him. And it was the Dear Comandante letter that defeated John Kerry, because it was Jim Wright, Speaker of the House, who we defeated, John Kerry, Bill Alexander, and they told Daniel Ortega that for him just to sit back, that our Congress would take care of the Contras, for them just to relax, that they would take care of them. And that's when I went to Jim Wright and said that I would prosecute him for treason. He ended up quitting over some fake book sales.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take a break, then we got a long segment coming up here. Stick with us. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols. We'll be back in three, folks, and then we're going to start taking calls. So stay online, folks. Be right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols. Larry, it sounds to me like your knowledge packs a powerful punch here, and you can really hurt some of these people, John Kerry included with the Commandante letter. And, you know, I don't know, how does it feel to be you, Larry?
It is, Michael, it's lonely. I try my best to tell people the truth. I mean, there's a lot going on. Iraq, there's a lot about Iraq y'all know nothing of. I know Nuri al-Maliki. I know what's going on there. And I try to warn people. But it's like people listen, and it's like entertainment. We have to take our country back. The presidency is not where it's at. What we have to have, Michael, to save this country right now. Now, folks, if you don't believe it needs saving, take a test. Walk out your front door. Drive around your community. And if you don't bump into Mexicans, if you don't see people that used to be laying bricks and roofing that aren't doing it anymore, then you're in some other part of the nation that I hadn't seen. We're under invasion. We've got to get independence into Congress. That way, no matter which president goes in, we have citizen legislators to protect us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, Larry. We've got loaded phone lines here. Let's start taking some calls. You want to?
Let her rip.
All right. First, we're going to go to Richard, George, Melissa, Todd, Umar. Richard, you're up first. Richard in Alabama. You're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Hi, Larry.
Yes.
You remember Ellen Dickey?
Ellen Dickey, sure do.
What was that false story that she put out right before Vince Foster's body was found when she walked through the White House and gave a cover story?
Helen Dickey was the nanny for Chelsea. And she called the governor's mansion back in Arkansas, Michael, all of you, to tell Jim Guy Tucker, acting governor, that Vince Foster had killed himself. Larry Patterson and Roger Perry were working the guard shack to the phone call. I have their sworn affidavits. The problem was she called an hour before he was dead. We tried
an hour.
To bring an hour.
Go ahead.
We tried to bring that up, but Senator Aldamato would not let me or Larry or Roger testify in the hearing about it.
Wasn't there something else that Ellen Dickey told the White House staff when she went? Didn't she go through the White House staff and tell them all that Foster had shot himself in the parking garage?
No.
That's false?
That's false.
Well, I believe the story was false, but I didn't know the story about the story was false.
Yeah. Now, it is true that we even know the phone from the third floor that she made the phone call on. We have the phone record. And then after we got copies of the phone record, the phone company, all of the records disappeared. But we have the phone record where she called.
Oh,
that's rather damning evidence there, Larry.
That's why I told you it's me and Hillary.
I hear you. Richard, anything else?
Well, okay, that phone record, well, that could be dangerous enough to... You need to hide in a deep hole, I'm afraid.
Larry's hiding in plain sight, which is the best place to be. All right, thanks for the call, Richard. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Larry? How you doing, Mike?
Hello, good. George.
Yes, Mr. Nichols, have you heard of FBI agent Gary Aldrich?
Yes.
Yes, have you ever read that book, Unlimited Access?
Yes.
I would recommend everybody try to find that book and bring it back up, because if you want to see how Hillary White House is going to run, check out that book.
Gary's a good man.
I wish Mike could probably get him on his show in the near future. I mean, because have you two compared notes about the Clintons and how they run things?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What was his last name again, George?
Aldrich.
Aldrich. All right. I'll look into that one, George. All right.
Yes, if you got a post office box number, I'll let you borrow my book, Unlimited Access.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can go onto my website, and it's right there under Randy Weaver's book. Okay. For if you want to send it, I'll send it back to you when I'm done. I'll read it.
Okay. I mean, because it's a good book. I mean, you would be appalled at how the Clintons ran the White House.
I look forward to it, George.
Yeah. All right. God bless.
All right. All right, thank you, George. All right, let's go to Melissa in Texas. Melissa, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
I have two questions. The first one was about a year ago, I watched a video called Illuminati 2 by Enigma TV. And in that was the backstage with Larry King on the Larry King interview with Bill Clinton. And the man, Bill Clinton, didn't blink his eyes for like minutes at a time. He was in an absolute mind control stupor.
I saw that video, Melissa. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever seen it, Larry?
No, have not.
Yeah, well, you might be able to find it on YouTube. Enigma TV takes their stuff back down once it gets put up because, you know, copyright and everything. But that part is just, you might do a search and see if you can find it. The man was a puppet. I mean, he just sat there like an absolute mind-controlled imp. And then my other question would be, did you ever have any interactions with Kathy O'Brien when she was being shuffled back and forth between all the people that she was being used by?
No, never did. I met her in Colorado, and, you know, that's all I can tell you. I met her and the guy that worked with her there.
Yeah, Mark Phillips, after she was out and safe. After she was out and safe, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean,
see, that whole mind control thing, it just, that is so appalling to me. I cannot
wait. But Melissa, you've got to understand one thing with me. The things I say, the things I've said right here on this air, I can be held criminally liable.
Sure.
So whatever I tell you, I have to be able to back up in a court of law.
I know.
And fully expect to have to do so.
Well, and, you know, you might want to mention, in case people don't know, I remember hearing you when you had your own show on Shortwave, and they beat the hell out of you so many times. I mean, it's a wonder you're alive.
Have been beaten, shot, and stabbed.
Yeah. So how, as far as your, what's your, where do you stand spiritually? Are you a Christian?
Oh, you bet.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Because when this is all over with, and God destroys those that are destroying the earth, we'll be standing and high-fiving each other.
And me and God, we're going to talk when we meet, because...
Ask him what was he thinking.
Yeah, what were you, you know, no.
All right.
All right, Melissa. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to go to a break pretty quick, but I can tell you what. I'm going to bring Todd's up next, and then Omar in Michigan. Todd from Kentucky. Todd, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Yes, Larry. I'm glad to hear you're okay. I met you before in Colorado.
Hey, Todd.
How you doing?
Were you there when the gun fell down in my britches?
I was there, man. Listen, look, we've been fighting this thing for 20 years. We're getting absolutely, truly nowhere. The only thing we're really getting, we are getting a lot of information out, but it's not helping. I mean, they're accomplishing everything they want to accomplish. It's not going to help to get the Congress and the Senate. That's another 20 years, and the American people are so dumbed down. I mean, it's so pitiful. It just makes my heart cry.
Can I help you?
Okay.
I hope you believe in me. I mean, I hope you know I've always told you the truth. We're going to win in 08. Now, we need people to just get on the ballot for the Congress and the Senate. No yard signs. Don't buy any ads. Don't do any radio. And right now, and you see it from the Obama movement, you see it. People are fed up now. They're fed up now. Now we strike. Now we strike. Now we get our country back. If we don't, it's over.
Well, we have to strike. The people are so... Everybody thinks they stand alone, and truly they do not stand alone. But the communications is we can't communicate with each other, because they watch everything on the internet and on the phone calls, and everybody's afraid of their own shadow in most cases. We have to strike. We have to strike now. We don't have more than I doubt we have a year left. But in any case, you know, my scenario is a strike right now with the revolution. What do you
think?
I'll
tell you what, Todd, let me stop you. We've got to go to a break here. I'll hold you over until after the break. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Way, can come to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest Larry Nichols. Be back in three. Stick with us, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols, The Clinton Chronicles. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's see, we've got Todd from Kentucky. Todd, continue.
I don't know what else is left. We know Ron Paul. We hoped that I knew it wasn't the answer, but at least he opened the eyes of some people, and we're trying to make some headway there. But I don't see anything we can do now, in the immediate future, or 2 years from now, that's going to change anything. Unless the only thing that's going to change is we're going to march into the camps.
Larry, any input for that?
If Michael will let me back on, and y'all invite your friends and neighbors to listen, I designed this system, the system that's eating us all up. I designed it. I know how to beat it.
Well, we need to know. We also, one more question, I'll get off. Are more people in the military wiser than we think?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, God bless you. And
well, wait a minute. Before you leave, Todd, let me say this. And this is in the early infant stages right now, but Ron Paul made an announcement the other day. There's going to be a march on Washington, either Memorial Day or July 4th. They haven't really decided which day yet. But I got an email the other day. It's being organized right now at the level all throughout the country. And I'm going to start promoting that shortly. I've got to get with the orchestrator of that and find out exactly what's, you know, what my job is supposed to be. But I heard John mention on his show this morning on Cash Flow that he's going to Washington. I'm going to Washington, and we're going to round up as many people to go to Washington as we possibly can on a Ron Paul march. So that hopefully would get some attention.
And I also want to tell people that, remember, the people who are quick to bring in God into the mix, obviously he's very important, but remember, God helps those who help themselves. We have nobody to blame when this all comes down on us, nobody, except for ourselves. God has nothing to do with this. It's up to you. It's up to you. You take charge of your life and your country, and we have the will and the willpower to do it. But when we hide under the bed and hide behind our wife's skirts and our children and make every excuse in the world, we are the biggest losers in the world, period. And there's no, I don't see it any other way. And we've been fighting this thing for years. We've spent thousands of our dollars of our own money, and we might have as well have just taken it and throw it in the sewer, because people are cowards to the end result, and they don't care about their country. They don't care about their kids, they don't care about their wives, and they don't care about their future.
Don't speak for all of us here, Todd. Go ahead, Larry.
I'll tell y'all this. You get me 10 people to run in the Senate as independents, and 40 people to run in the House as independents. Just by getting on the ticket, you'll win, because the American people don't want a Democrat or Republican. They'll vote for anybody but them. And I will show you a difference.
Well, Larry, tell us how to do it, and we'll do it.
Larry, you are invited on my show again. Okay, I'll tell you that one right now. Todd, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Okay, now next we're going to go to Omar in Michigan. Omar, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
May the true God that created all that is bless all of you.
Thank you, Larry.
You're not by yourself. I'm going to say this. God is in it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in it. Read Isaiah 51 and 52. Ezekiel 7. 12 and 13 and 33. And hey, be prepared to throw down the ride. Don't just march up into Washington without no sword and be like those before you. What do you think about that, Larry?
I appreciate that. I will. Hey,
all right, go ahead.
I carry the sword of God where I go.
And I am the buckler.
So,
we're going to see you in Washington, Omar?
Oh, yeah. If we going, if y'all ain't, you know what? If y'all ain't doing the B and the S word, we need to go. I mean, how many more of our wives we going to see raped on TV?
I hear you,
buddy. How many people going to get tased to death? I mean, this supposed to be America. That's what I was lied to about.
If you commit
a crime and you the president, you're supposed to be in jail for that. Treason has been committed. We're ruled by England. We're doing the will of foreigners, not the will of the people of America in this country, and that's what I thought it was about.
Should we let Omar go off on a tangent here?
This your show, my brother. I ain't trying to.
Oh, I don't care. I mean, I'm with you, buddy.
But enough is enough. They cheating. They stealing the election right in front of you. Like, hey, you ain't nothing. Just like when that cop raped that woman and looked up into the camera like, you next.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it can happen to any man's wife. Nobody's safe with that kind of behavior. Then you want to, you know, we want to respect authority, but authority is not worthy of our respect.
You've got the same fire lit that a lot of us have.
You got to be a man. I mean, I feel sorry for that man. You know, his wife got raped like that, but...
I hear you.
Okay, you got to handle this business.
I'm going to let you go. I've got to go to a break, Omar. When I get back, we're going to go to Malcolm and then Carl. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Larry Nichols. Long segment coming up, so we'll have a little bit more time this time. See you in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Clinton Chronicles, Larry Nichols. And, Larry, you want to take some more calls?
You bet. You know, but let me say, Michael, to everybody, folks, I'm not here to entertain you, and I'm not here to tell you a story of defeat. I'm here to give you one of victory. I know how to beat them. Hey, I caused 38 congressional hearings. Put the House Ways and Means, the head of the House Ways and Means, Dan Roskowski, in prison for 2 years. Put the acting prosecuting attorney general, in jail for 2 years. Got a president impeached. Never doubt what one man can do. Never. And never doubt what we can do. We just have to do it.
That's why you're on my show, Larry. I believe. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Malcolm in Illinois. Malcolm, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was listening to you all talking and listening. I do know this much what's going on with us is that we are afraid to get upset. They have made us believe that if we become upset or show any kind of feeling of anger toward someone who violates our liberty, that we're going to be in jail. And that's the problem. And tell you something, Michael, it's quite natural to get upset. If someone steps on your toe and they do it deliberately, it's natural. If someone abuses your baby, it's quite natural to get upset with them. As long as you focus that energy into the right place, you focus it into the right individual who is violating you. You know, and I tell you personal experience that I have done before. I have disabled police officers who was violating me or violating a friend that I was with by simply telling him how wrong he was and how he was not a man. What I done with my words was I took him out of his police uniform and brought him in tune with his humanness. And this is why he could not take his badge or use his gun against me. Because he knew into God in him, he knew that I was right. And I have also done that in courts with judges and prosecutors. I disabled them. I brought them out of that so-called authority figure they had and brought them to the conscious that they were human. And this is where what we have to do. We have to get upset, but get upset in the right way and learn how to talk to these people and go off on them. There's nothing wrong with going off on these people, especially if they absolutely violate you. If you continue to let intimidation suffocate liberty, liberty will not exist. What do you think?
Good point, Malcolm. Larry, you got any thoughts on it?
Well, yeah. I mean, channel it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Malcolm. I appreciate it. Okay.
Good job, buddy.
You have to channel. That's what Martin Luther King did. Many people don't understand Martin Luther King tactics and what he was doing. No, he did not swing. He was not the offensive aggressor, but he was the aggressor, meaning he was defending his liberty. When he said he was going to march, he was going to march on something that was going on in court, and he was going to march regardless of if they would spit at him or throw something at him. He was going to march just to show them, you know, I'm going to be civil disobedience, and you can swing on me as hard as you want to, but I'm going to stand here and take it because you are the one in the wrong. And he didn't back down. And see, they took that out of us. They made us afraid to stand up. So we sit around there and we bend over and let these people ride our back. And this tyranny, which is cancer, is tearing us apart. And if we don't grow some backbone, we don't have some heart and go off. I seen the video of that police officer who snapped on that 14-year-old boy. Man, if I was in the presence, I would have snapped on that police officer. I would have took him right out of his, with words, I would have took him right out of his uniform and brought him to his humanness and let him know he was acting like a child.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Malcolm, we need to take that energy that you have and instill it in a lot of these mind-numb, dumbed-down Americans, because that's the only way that we're going to win.
That's what's got to happen. That's
all right. Well, thank you. Listen, I got to run, Malcolm. Thanks for the call. Great input. I appreciate it. Phone lines are loading up again here. Larry, let's go to Carl in Alabama. Carl, you're on with Larry and Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Larry, you're exactly right. The power lies in the legislature. It don't take 34 states to get enough to impeach anybody in 218 Congress, and that's what I've been preaching. People that don't read the Constitution don't know that 68 senators from 34 states, and you can impeach every president, every Supreme Court justice, along with 218 Congress. You can revoke all the executive orders that's come down the last 70 years. People have been led to believe a president can do something. He can't do nothing.
Can't do anything.
If you listen to the LBJ tapes, he always called in Hubert Humphrey, which was a majority leader. Mansfield was the leader, but he always called in Hubert and Everett Dirksen and asked them, saying, now, if I do this, will I get in trouble with y'all? The Senate dictates what the president does. It ain't the president.
Remember what they've put in. Senate, House, and Majority Whips. These are people that the president puts in to whip the congressman in line to do what they want them to do. They don't have to do it.
But, Larry, under the Constitution, the legislature has all the power. That's in the state.
It's all the power.
They can tell the president, if you had 68 senators, you could revoke everything Bush, Clinton, and everything else has done. You could impeach every Supreme Court justice, but the people won't get on that. They still
want
to try to elect a president, try to do this. Yeah, it's all right to get a president, but you ain't got a Senate and a House. Ron Paul wouldn't even get Attorney General. He couldn't. You think Kennedy and them would give him Attorney General? He couldn't get nobody.
Well, you remember this. You remember this. I'm going to come back on. Michael said I can come back on, and we're going to do a show. And I'm going to tell you step by step exactly what to do. And, folks, it stopped the illegal immigration bill three times. It stopped the Port of Dubai deal. It works. I can prove it. Just stay with me. Have courage.
We just need to get 34 states. You can forget New York and California and Massachusetts, but there's 34 states in here that will elect 68 independent senators, and that way you can stop all this. That's the only way you'll ever be able to stop it.
That's
just 218 members of the House and 68 senators. And then the country, you can take it back. You can't take it back.
Yeah, but we can put it in a big mess with 10 senators and 40 congressmen.
Well, you've had that many times before, but you've only got about 3 senators up there now. The rest of them, will it be Democrat or Republican?
Yeah, but I'm talking about people that aren't Republican first and Democrat first. I'm talking about people that are Americans first.
But you can take 34 states, go out in the Midwest, you can forget about New York, Massachusetts, California, and places like that. There's 34 states that would elect 68. If you had 68 senators and 200, we've had 218 congressmen because they impeached Clinton. But Clinton, actually, I fully believe, I don't know what happened on 9/11, but it had to be set up by Clinton. A lot of people won't even talk about that. Now, I know Bush is a New World Order president, but the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security was brought up by Schumer in 95. And they, Leahy, and you can go get the tapes on that. These broadcasters won't even say that. Leahy, Specter, and forced even Bush's New World Order, but they forced him to put in, told him they wouldn't pass nothing else till he got Homeland Security. So that's what the Senate can do. But anyway, it's good to hear you, Larry.
Well, thank you.
I hope people get what you said and try to elect some senators and representatives. If we started now, we could do it, but,
They
keep wanting a president, which can't do doodly squat unless the Senate and the House backs.
All right, Carl, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate your input. Let's next go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Oh, Larry, do you remember when you were on the Alex Jones show?
You bet.
All right, you went around saying that when Bill Clinton raped farm girls, you were the strong arm that he sent out to tell these girls to be quiet or else face the consequences. I have no respect for that. I got to tell you, I have no respect for you or anybody. Don't you think that you're part of the problem if you're telling people to take a stand, but you were one of these punks who went around beating on women when they did try to say something? Did you ever try to make amends with that girl?
No.
Why not?
Wasn't what I did. I did my job.
And I will
I'm not proud of it.
Let me stop both of you for a moment. Dave, let me tell you this, okay? Now, Larry admitted here when he come on my show and he repeated it once again, this man doesn't walk on water. He didn't say he was the best of guys, okay? And obviously, you know, he's had some
skills. Right, when you got people marketing themselves as men who go around beat on women, then the audience should know that. People like that are part of the problem. How many other women have been terrorized, okay, by guys like that who go beat on women, and now we're saying we should take a stand? Is this the right spokesman for the court?
How many murderers are in prison that have come to Jesus Christ, Dave? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do I not get any points for repenting?
what have you done to help this particular woman, this particular poor little farm girl?
Well, she ain't dead.
I mean, did you go to try to help her? Did you say, come on,
no,
let's go forward with this?
No.
How could any man respect you going beating on a girl? How
well, number one, I didn't beat on the girl, beat on the father.
You said, you threatened her, you said. That's what you said on the Alex Jones.
I threatened her, but I beat her father.
Okay, so here we have this big, strong guy who markets himself as some kind of war hero who goes beating around American girls.
I didn't hear him professing to be a war hero.
Well, he's talking about these things he did in Nicaragua. Okay?
Okay.
And he's coming on like he's some kind of patriot who takes on evil, and we find that he beats on farm girls.
Well, he just finished saying he didn't
beat on farm girls. And he thinks it's funny.
Look,
and he thinks it's funny.
Excuse
me,
Dave.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to help this girl. I want you to go back to her. I want you to apologize to her. And I want you to come forward with this information and give her, help her with all the legal recourse, with any person that you've ever done that to. With any American citizen that you've ever strong-armed them, I want you to go to them and move forward with any legal action.
I could not find all of the people throughout the years that I was with the Clintons now that I hurt. I couldn't find all of them.
Could you find one of them? And could you come forward and help that one person? If you want to repent... Could you go
I
to work?
I didn't realize that this show was an Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step come forward program, Dave. Thanks for the call. We'll see you. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead. Steve, you there? Oh, Steve dropped. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Larry, I tell you what. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443.
Michael. Go ahead, Larry. Yeah. What do you... How do you think I know what I know?
Larry, I'm not the one beating on you, my friend.
Okay? Oh, I know, but I mean,
And this show is not about an Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step come forward and, you know, right every wrong that you've righted or that you've everyone that you've wronged in the past. You know, I understand where you're coming from, Larry. You professed on my show not once but twice that you weren't a good guy. Yet you've turned your you've come forward. You're telling the truth. You know you're a Christian now. And the bottom line is that none of us, you know, let ye who hath not sinned cast the first stone, Dave. That's my point exactly. All right, so. Tell you what, let's go back to the phone lines. We got a few minutes left. Still got callers on the line, Larry. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
I'm still in your corner. All right, let's go to, first we'll go to Steve and then Charlene. Steve, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. I wanted to call to tell you that I'm going to be standing strong with my American brother Omar in Washington, and I would be all for peacefully surrounding the White House with a million people and not let them rats out of there until they start repealing some of these laws, these unconstitutional laws that they've been passing.
I'm hearing you, and as I said, it's in the preliminary stages. I just got an email, yesterday, I believe, you know, about this March on Washington that they're forming, and then I heard on John's cash flow show this morning that Ron Paul made an announcement about it. So, I'm going to be looking into that further. I can't say a lot about it right now because I don't know that much, but I'll keep everybody posted. Okay, Steve?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Name of the fellow that just, you know, if he were the father of one of those girls that were raped, he would be incensed, and I understand his position, and it's sort of right, but what he may have forgotten, the Apostle Paul went around murdering people and hauling off people to jail, and God gave him a total turnaround, just like he has to Larry. And each of us obviously have in our past that we know how to redeem, and our Christ has done that for us. It says whoever doesn't sin, he's actually a liar. And we all sin in one way or another, but I imagine Larry Nichols is horribly regretful for anything he did that was ungodly, and he is speaking our sort of the spirit is the truth. And just like, I forget his name, how he redress that cop that was doing wrong, even though he didn't punch him in the nose, which Christ probably wouldn't have done. He cut him down with godly words. And just we have to remember the Apostle Paul's life. In fact, he says, when we do things, it's not the real us if we know Christ. It's just our crummy flesh we need more control over. And that's what I have to say.
Thanks,
well, thanks
a wonderful
for the
show. Let me explain something to y'all. You didn't come from the world I came from. It was rough. It's tough. God's forgiven me. For all that I've done, God's forgiven me. The problem is, I can't. I do remember. Why do you think I do this show? Why do you think I tell y'all? I mean, it'd be easy for me to come on here and say, well, you know, I'm the most truth-telling person you've ever known in your life and, you know, majored in Bible school. But sometimes, folks, you got to know a bad guy that's been there if you're going to beat the bad guys. But you got to find some bad guy that changes.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you what. Charlene, thank you so much for the call. We've got to go to a break. Last segment coming up in three. Stick with us, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my special guest, Larry Nichols. And I will go to Tommy in Texas as soon as we get back. Stick with us, Tommy. Be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I'll tell you what, folks. John went to the dentist. John Stattmiller, he went to the dentist. His teeth are falling out, evidently. So I'll tell you, I've got a couple of callers on the line, Tommy and Joseph. What we're going to do here during the break, I found out that John's going to be out. I'm going to be doing his show, I guess, for the first hour, and I'm going to hold Larry over. So the phone lines are still open. We're going to run this into John's show, and we're going to continue to take the calls, 800-313-9443. So feel free to call in with your questions and comments, folks. We're going to do this for another hour with Larry Nichols. Larry has agreed to do this. Thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate that. And with that, let's go to Tommy in Texas. Tommy, you're on with Michael and Larry. Go ahead.
Hey. Am I on? Hello?
Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, hey, Larry.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, Larry, don't worry about that Dave guy. He's just a genuine whitewash hypocrite. You know, I know the type. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I'm forgiven. I've done worse things than you'll ever think about, you know. But I'm forgiven, and the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. We're all bad guys. Everybody. Even the people you think are nice are bad guys. Even sweethearts like Mitt Romney and Mother Teresa and all these other people that you think are so sweet and lovable, you get to know them, and you find out how sinful they really are, you know. But I just want to tell you that there's a power behind the Clintons. Okay, and if you look at do you have a computer?
Yes.
You get a chance, go to chick.com and look up the story about Alberto Rivera. He was a former Jesuit priest who got saved. He was an intelligence officer, 27 years in the Vatican, and he reveals the whole thing behind the political movements, the mafia, the KKK. The Bible says that the Catholic Church is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So the Vatican pulls the strings. It's always created all the wars. It's had everybody assassinated that you know about. Anyway, there's a power behind our political system. It is the Vatican. It is the Holy Roman Catholic Church, quote, holy, unholy Roman Catholic Church. And behind them is satanic powers. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against fallen angels, basically, demons, you know. That's what we're up against. But, I believe everything you're saying about the Clintons, and I hope to God she doesn't become president, but there's a good chance she might get in, you know. And hang with the Bible, the King James Bible, you know, and don't let anybody kick you off the track, because it's a battle being a Christian. It's not easy. And, organized religion will just throw you off the track. Stay away from Roman Catholicism, Pentecostalism, Seventh-day Adventism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness. It sounds like you're a new Christian. I don't know. I've been a Christian for 30 years. But if you stick with the King James Bible and rightly divide it, you can't go wrong. You know you're forgiven. You know that blood will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you're home free if you're a child of God. You've got nothing to worry about. No matter how bad this world gets, we're all home free that are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm excited. I'm excited, man. I see things are getting worse. And between you and me, I don't think it's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
No, I don't care if it does, because I'm out of here, man. I got a home in heaven, and I love it, you know. I'm 55 years old right now. My body's getting old and ugly, and I say, hey, man, I got something better waiting for me. I got a better body. I got eternity with no problems, you know. I say, what can they do to me, you know?
Well, let me tell you, I look around, and I suggest all of you. I'm 57. And as Michael knows, I just got off the slab last week.
Let me stop you, Larry. We got to take a top of the hour break. We're going to come back with a national intel report. Tommy, thanks for the call. Joseph, hang on. I'll pick you up right on the national intel report. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'll see you in two with the national intel report. And I'm going to hold Larry over, folks. Be right back.